the excitement back then to the excitement that is returned right now?
Oh, it's so much more now. I mean, back then was so normal for me. I think maybe people around me were excited because, you know, some didn't know me and I was just beginning, and it was, but for me it was just so normal. I was used to coming from juniors and winning, and so it really wasn't a big deal. It was sort of natural progression as far as I was concerned. But now is, now I am super excited. Now it feels sort of for the first time for me.
You accomplished beyond what the bookies, the gurus of the game, may have forecasted last week. How much personal pride and satisfaction are you able to savor from that?
Oh, absolutely, so much. I mean, when I started again playing, I started with the smallest tournaments with qualifying of 25,000s, and I didn't get any help whatsoever of any kind, no wild cards, no nothing. So I really take a lot of pride in fighting, and I think it shows my character a lot. Fighting and playing
makes
small
you tougher?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like I earned my way here, even here, fighting through qualifying. Everything I've done so far, I absolutely earned it, and I'm very proud of it.
When did you return? What tournament did you return to tennis?
Oh, I think it was 2008, I believe. In 2008, I think I played 3 or 4, and then 2009 I returned full year.
But in 2008, where did you play? Can you recall?
I'm not sure. I can't remember what was my first tournament.
But it was a low.
I was starting with a very low. Yes.
Listen, I know that your husband owns a restaurant. Is that true? I mean,
a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Where about?
In Sarasota.
Do you ever help him in the restaurant? Do you ever go there? I don't know. I'm not asking if you're a waitress, but
no.
Or cookie or whatever.
Waitress, I don't know if I would be so good, but at cooking, actually, we do cook a lot together. I've never done it in his restaurant, but that's actually sort of like going to be my future career. I would love to have a cooking show, a cookbook. My sister is a president of a publishing company. She's been pushing me to have a book out already because cooking is one of my passions. So definitely I will be involved with that in the future. Yeah.
Okay. What will you do next?
Next tournaments?
Next tournaments or wrestling, or what is your next plan?
Well, I'm planning to play next week in Quebec right away. I'm going to go home, rest a couple days, and then prepare and go to indoor tournament, which is a great tournament. I like it. So hopefully continue to do well.
Can you tell us something about Rani? What you think about her game? If you were a bit surprised the way she played, or you weren't at all?
I mean, she's a great player, obviously. She's been there for a long time. Fights very well. All the credit to her. Today, I have to say, I wish her all the best.
Technically, you say their serve is so slow that you miss the return.
You want me to say something I really don't want to say because you want to write something fun, but
sure.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm a fair competitor. She plays the way she plays, and she fights well, and she had 5 winners in the whole match and missed maybe 3 balls, and she runs and she fights hard, and that's the way it is, and I wish her good luck. Respect.
Thanks.
Will you keep following the tournament now, and who do you think are the favorites to win?
I love watching it on TV. It's going to be very hard not to, but I really want to switch the TV off and go home, see my niece, and relax a little bit, a few days. But who knows who's going to win? I mean, it's tough to say. It's really tough to say. There's going to be so many good matches. But right now, at least for the next couple of days, I don't want to see another tennis ball being hit since I'm not in anymore.
Can I grab another answer about her run? I try.
No problem.
She has to play the winner of Wozniacki or Sharapova. With that kind of game, do you think it's much better for her to play Wozniacki than Sharapova or not?
Obviously. I mean, if she... Again, even if she plays Sharapova, she's a very difficult opponent, and days like today where it's very windy are going to favor Sara. So, Maria is a hard hitter. kind of like me, and she's going to go for her shots. And if she's playing really well, Sara's not going to be able to do much. Right. If she's making 70 unforced errors like I did today, she may get away with the win, yes.
Molto brava.
Grazie. Grazie.